We're here at our spring conference down here in St. George. It's been a great few days, but we've had a lot of people from the industry get together with contractors and suppliers and you know, different people associated with the industry, whether that's legal or insurance. Every time I come down to one of these, I'm reminded about how big of a sector of the economy construction is in general, and specifically anything related to plumbing. So today we are lucky to have Don Peterson from Peterson Plumbing Supply with us today. So Don, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we are a locally owned plumbing supply place in the state of Utah, plumbing supply company. It started in Richfield in 1975. I was 19 when it started. And we have worked and have six locations now. I am the luckiest person in the world. I work with the best people that you could ever have. We have the most amazing customers a person could ever have. And we have a tremendous support and of the suppliers that supply us materials. So it's been a great ride.
That's awesome. So since 19 years old, wow. So is this, did you have family that did this before, or what brought you into the industry?
Well, my grandfather started plumbing in Richfield, Utah in 1910. And then my father followed suit. When I was in high school, I had a football injury that wiped out my back, and I ended up having to change course of careers. So I came up with supplying the material. So that is how that all started and happened.
Wow. Yeah, Don. Yeah, I know you can't see Don, but he looks like a football player. So that's, a business that's been going successfully and growing since 1910. That tells you something's going right. So that's a great little story. Well, from your side, as a plumbing supplier, are there any challenges that you're seeing in the industry right now, or things that are affecting business from a challenging standpoint?
You know, through the COVID thing, material supplies were really difficult. We have always tried to stock plenty of material, and we're still trying to do that now. The tariff thing has been a little difficult to navigate and run through, not knowing where pricing are and having to bid jobs and do that. But I think we've navigated that fairly well. We are in the process now to hedge some of the things. We're building a distribution center in Richfield to let us stock heavily on some of the items that are hard and tougher to get. It's should be completed this summer, and I think that will help us service our customers way better.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know it's been a challenging with the price of supplies and tariffs. I got a quote on my roof a few months back, and the contractor said, "This is your quote for today, but if you call me in 2 or 3 days, I got to give you a new quote." So I don't know if it's quite that tight in the plumbing world, but it's something we've all had to kind of adjust to. Well, we talk about, why be a member of the UPHCA? What benefits does it bring to the table? I just want to maybe ask you, since you've been at this conference today, what are some things that you've learned, and what are some of the benefits that you see for being a member?
I see tremendous benefits in this. I see tremendous benefits with the people that are managing this right now. The staff that's doing this are very good. I feel bad that the membership is not greater than it is. And I think with vision of what they have here, what Dave has, and all of the folks that are involved in this, that they will expand this out. And once people see what goes on and sees what happens and sees what the networking can do and sees the classes that they're adding now and the way that they can extend and expand and be able to expand their businesses, we need to get more people in this tent and welcome more people in this tent to use the knowledge that they can gain from this to improve their businesses. We're all dependent on the contractor, the person doing the work. If all of a sudden there's not a contractor out there, nobody's wanting to do any plumbing, we're all in trouble because no material will be sold and needed there. So the idea of furthering that and educating people more and getting people excited about this industry, I see is so tremendous, so great. I think this can grow into the most amazing operation that will help those of any size, whether you're a one-man operation, whether you have two guys, five guys, 50 guys. I believe this organization will have the ability to support you and help you in your endeavors.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks, Don. No, I agree. I think of the different jobs or careers that I've been involved with. I mentioned in the past I've been involved in commercial fishing, and sure enough, there's an association, and the stronger and better that association is, the more representation I have as a, you know, when I worked as a fisherman, same thing when I worked as a teacher and as an educator. They had associations for us teachers. And so I echo that same thing. We'd like to see our membership grow. I was having a conversation just yesterday about the association with realtors and how they are massive and they have a war chest in the millions and how effective they are. And I was asking myself, well, I know realtors are valuable and bring things to the table, but what if we didn't have plumbers? Or what if we didn't have competent, able plumbers? I think we would all be in a world of hurt. You know, I've lived in countries where the drinking water and the black water isn't separated, and it's a mix, and there are no plumbers, and it was a disaster. I echo that same thing as come see what we do bring to the table, and, you know, treat your career like a true professional, and I think you'll see the high value of the membership. So, Don, I was just going to ask you, what are some things going well for you right now with Peterson Supply and things that are looking good on the horizon?
Well, I think Utah is very positive. Our industry is very positive in Utah. I think it's a great thing, great things that are going on. Things have been a little slower than normal for a minute, and that's what scares me off. If it slows down too much, we chase people from the industry. Some of the 07, 08, a lot of people left plumbing to go get into banking and other things. We're not in any shape or form like that, so we need to continue going, make this a great occupation, make it so people can make a living, make sure that they are proud, that they can work in this industry, they can, from any aspect of it, in the plumbing end of it, in the supplying end of it, in the manufacturer's rep end of it, in any part of it, that they will realize that this is a great industry, they have great potential, there's many, many things they can learn and do, and the more they learn and do, the more knowledge they gain, the more valuable they become, and it works out, it's a win-win for both. We're lucky in our company, we don't have a lot of turnover, we have a tremendous workforce. I work with some of the best people you could ever find. I consider myself lucky. I can't get out of bed fast enough every day to get there. I try to be the first one in Richfield to work, and I usually am. And that excitement needs to be carried through with everybody in any aspect that they're doing. You need to be excited about what you're doing. The plumbers that we work with are our friends. They're amazing people. They work hard. They're honest. What a great profession. Profession I love. The best people I know are in the plumbing, heating, air conditioning subcontractor field. Amazing, amazing people. The manufacturers we buy from are supportive like nothing else. They do education classes to help. Through this organization, you can get an expanded education and different things. So, tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity.
That's awesome. Yeah, I hope you can feel the enthusiasm that Don has. I know, and, you know, as a customer, that brings a lot of reassurance to the table of just having a supplier that loves what they do, loves the people they work with, wants to have happy customers. That would make me a customer for life. So how can people get a hold of you, Don, if they want to, you know, switch over and start having you be their supplier?
Well, I'm always available. I pack a cell phone 24/7, 435-201-4358. If somebody wants to try calling me at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and test me, they'll find out I answer my phone. But our company is dying to help and serve. We know without great customers, we cannot do the things that we need to do. We're a member of a buying group that allows us to buy very competitively. We can be very competitive on things. And what a great industry. What a great business to work in. What I couldn't ask for more. I'm excited every day. I'm excited about what I've seen happen in the 50 years I've been in this industry. And I expect it will be get better and better and better and better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Don. And again, that's from Peterson Plumbing Supply. And yeah, you've convinced me. I'm going to stop by.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yep. Thanks for what this organization does. The UPAC Pipeline Podcast. The UPAC Pipeline Podcast. We'll be right back.